Good morning. Pastor Schaefer here. Well, it's sunny outside, a little cold, but looks like it's going to be a pretty good day. I hope today finds all of you doing well. We're doing well here. Continue to pray for Deborah. She's having kind of a tough time in the hospital, and we really need to be praying for her. She's pretty sick. Well, today I wanted to talk about the blood of Christ, which is what takes away sin. And as we think of various verses in the Bible that talk about this, I wanted to share some of these verses about the blood of Christ. So the first one I was thinking of was in the Gospel of John, John chapter 1 and verse 29, where John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." So we know that by Christ's shed blood, our sins are taken away. Now here's another set of verses in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Justified by his blood. Not by the church, not by being good, or any of those things. Justified by his blood. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." Redemption through his blood, being redeemed because of his shed blood on Calvary's cross. Revelation 5, 9, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Again, redemption by the blood. Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." All things are reconciled by the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, shedding his precious blood. Okay, Matthew 26, verses 27 and 28. "And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And then in 1 Corinthians 11, as we think of the Lord's table, "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." So that's 1 Corinthians 11, 25. And the idea that when we have the Lord's table and we have communion, it's something that we do in remembrance. All right, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. "For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Again, redemption through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his precious blood. Hebrews 9:22, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission," the Bible says, or no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. Hebrews 13:12, "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate," or outside the gate. And then there's some sections in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9, we can pick it up in verse 12. "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." So the Lord Jesus Christ, his blood shed one time, not by animal blood, but by the blood of Jesus Christ, have we received eternal redemption. It says in verse 13 of Hebrews 9, and verse 14, "For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Okay, and in Hebrews 9:24, for Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God. And then verse 28 of Hebrews 9. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So the Lord Jesus Christ shed his precious blood for us on Calvary's cross, paid for the sins of the world. And that payment is held in account. And anyone who puts their faith and trust in Christ and in his work on the cross, his death on the cross, his blood, anyone who makes a decision to trust in that is guaranteed to go to heaven. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Anyone can go to heaven. Anyone can have the assurance of heaven by putting their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to go to prayer now, but I really want to pray for Deborah. She's having a tough time. She's in the hospital, and she's pretty seriously sick. And I talked to her husband this morning and prayed with him once again. So please continue to hold her up in prayer. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we think of Deborah, who is in the hospital, Lord, and having such a hard time with this virus. I pray that you would strengthen her body, and that you would drive this virus out of her, Lord, and that you would rescue her from this sickness, Lord. And I also think of her husband and her family. I pray for them, Lord, that you would give them the grace that they need, Lord, to keep going. And we just trust in you during this difficult time that you will heal our sister, Deborah. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'll be talking to you again tomorrow. Actually, we're going to have another prayer meeting with the guys tomorrow night. So we'll put that up as a podcast. God bless you. Goodbye.